There's been a real effort to keep back what I'm going to show you. Because we are in one of the most exciting periods in the arts that I know about. And it's a period that was a long time coming. Right now, in 1987, I think we are in the midst of the most important shift in the arts since at least 1860, and possibly since the Renaissance. And we're sitting on a very big news story in the collective unconscious, which is not just a museum, but a place where things are happening all the time right now, which is continually sending up creative images. So when I heard that we were going to do a conference on civilization and transition, I thought, let's not talk about civilization and transition in 1920 and repeat what Jung had to say then. Let's find out about the transition that's going on right now in the 1980s and see what we can find out about it. Because it's my conviction that the artist, who's always been a medium for the collective unconscious, has experienced a different relationship to the unconscious since 1945. And I think the reason for that is that the artist's job was always to present a kind of image to the world, and there was something classically amoral about the artist, and particularly as the artist became freed of religious institutions, the artist could just present the image that came up without worrying too much about how the image might be used. And after World War II, after Hiroshima, that became a luxury that even the unconscious, even the creative unconscious, could not afford. Suddenly, all of us were in the grip that we all are ethically responsible for what we put out. And that charge is now in the unconscious, so that the artist has to build in some kind of environmental impact study into what he or she is doing. So I wanted to show you a story of how art has been evolving since World War II, and I want you to watch and see if you can discern the shift from what has been called the modern attitude to what I'm calling the postmodern attitude. It's always a little bit of a shock to use a term like postmodern. One would think, how can one get beyond the modern? But the modern itself became such a set of aspirations and goals that we can now look at it and say that, like all the others, modernism is a period style. And it's a style which, for a number of reasons, I think has exhausted what it can do for us. Artists and architects are moving on and are trying to produce another kind of image. And so are musicians. We haven't had music like Lou Harrison's music in a very long time, and it has a kind of poignance and a kind of simplicity, a kind of plaintiveness, which the great heroic music of Stravinsky and Schoenberg, the titans of the modern music period, wouldn't have felt was important. Perhaps they would have thought it was kitsch, I don't know. But some of you who were listening may have heard the different tone. So let me take you through this story, and it'll involve a lot of images, and there won't be time to say everything I would like to say about each image, and I don't expect you to follow absolutely everything that's in the image, but rather let the images work on you like dreams that you don't perhaps yet understand and aren't expected to understand. But I think it will be good for all of our souls if we can go through quickly. And it has to be quickly in the time we have. But you get the picture of the shift that I'm trying to record.